Good morning, this is Brooke and Gracie with your 9am Zlines. In local news, Brisbane extreme rower Tom Robinson, who capsized and was rescued by a cruise ship, will return to Australian soil tonight. The 24-year-old was attempting to break a world record to be the youngest person to row across the Pacific Ocean, leaving Peru almost a year and a half ago, when his rowboat was damaged by a wave causing it to capsize. Robinson held onto the boat for 14 hours before the P&O Pacific Explorer rescued him. The cruise ship was on a 9-day round trip from Auckland and made a 200-kilometre detour to pick up the stranded Queenslander.
Queensland Health Minister Shannon Fentiman is calling for the federal government to consider abolishing the restrictions that prevent gay and bisexual men, transgender women and some non-binary people who have sex with men from donating blood in Australia. The so-called gay blood bans are a drawback from widespread fears about HIV infection in the 1980s. Currently, gay men are unable to donate blood unless they abstain from sex for 3 months prior to donating. Mrs. Fentiman wrote to the federal government lobbying for, quote, a more inclusive approach to blood donation in Australia, and an individual risk assessment model which involves asking the same set of questions about sexual activity to anyone who wishes to give blood.
In national news, scientists say they have discovered large flows of pollution reaching the Great Barrier Reef after soaking into underground water. The new research claims almost a third of dissolved inorganic nitrogen and two-thirds of inorganic phosphorus in the reef's waters are coming from underground sources. Dr. Douglas Tate, an expert of the chemistry of coastal waters at Southern Cross University, said the pollutants could take decades to move from farms to underground aquifers before emerging from underwater springs in the reef lagoon itself. He says it could be the start of a significant problem in the coming decades.
New survey data from the Greens reveals half of parents of private school students would move their children into the public system if it was properly funded. The survey found nearly two-thirds of all parents, including 46% of private school parents, think that public schools are underfunded. The findings come as the latest Australian Bureau of Statistics schools data revealed the proportion of enrolments in public schools was continuing to decline despite cost of living pressures hitting families. The Green spokesperson on schools, Senator Penny Elman Payne, says this is, quote, a damning indictment of the decades-long bipartisan neglect of public schools and reveals many parents aren't choosing private schools. They're being left with no choice at all, end quote.
In international news, a 6.3 magnitude earthquake in Afghanistan has killed more than 2,400 people over the weekend. An Afghani government spokesperson says at least 10,000 people are injured and, quote, 12 villages in Zindajan and 6 in Gorian district are completely reduced to rubble, end quote. Herat Regional Hospital is currently treating dozens of injured people outside the hospital as the building only has a capacity of 600 beds, with a hotel and two schools functioning as accommodation. The Hindu Kush mountain range in Afghanistan is prone to earthquakes as it lies near the junction of the Eurasian and Indian tectonic plates.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.